On Sunday morning, everyone was well rested. We had just gotten one extra hour of sleep. We had set our clocks back because darkness was taking over the land. And cold was growing. Winter was about to set in. And this morning, as we groggily kind of readjust to this new time, the verdict is in. Darkness has lost the battle and light is growing. In just a couple of weeks, in fact, much less than that, a few days, we will cross over the vernal equinox and daylight will take over as the majority of the time of each day. And we will be marching ever continuously towards warmer weather, brighter days, and the promise of new life, of spring and the summer to follow. Today, as we gather on this fourth Sunday of Lent, the verdict is in. The light has come into our lives, and already we are seeing the benefits of our Lenten practices. Already, through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, God is bringing about new life in us and our community. Already, the promise of resurrection is bringing joy to our gathering. For we know that Christ, who came into the world, is the light that continues to overcome the fear and the darkness that creeps into our lives. Perhaps it is the darkness of personal sin, the darkness and the concerns that we see in the politics of our world. Perhaps the fear and anxieties of winter have simply begun to paralyze you. Christ is our light, and the verdict is in. Light has come into the world, and wherever there is division, wherever there is threat, God's light can overcome, and God's light will prevail. In our gospel, Jesus tells Nicodemus that the Son of Man must be lifted up like the serpent in the desert. Moses, indeed, was told to put a bronze serpent on a pole and lift it up. This was the antidote to the sin that the people had committed, their doubt in the midst of their exodus. They were being led on a journey from a place of slavery to a place of freedom, but somewhere in the middle, they began to doubt that they were headed towards anything any better than they had left. They began, in fact, throughout the journey to long for the comforts of what was known and were afraid of the promised land. They didn't know if they were headed towards a place of freedom or if they were headed to certain death. And so their punishment as they began to feed the fear and the darkness was the seraph serpents that came among them. Anyone bit by the serpent was almost certainly going to die. But the antidote was the serpent placed on a pole, raised high, and all who cast their eyes upon it were healed. For us, in our times of doubt, in our times of darkness, in whatever way that we feel the pain, the grip of anxiety, or the cost of our own sin come upon us, Christ is the one lifted up as the sign of life and the promise of resurrection. The embrace of God between heaven and earth, And Christ is lifted up here today in our Eucharist, present among us and active in our world. That wherever we feel sin, darkness, fear, division creeping in, we can invoke and cast our eyes upon Christ. For in death, God has taken on every place of fear, every place of division, and our greatest sin, and it has not overcome. For John's gospel begins with the bold proclamation that the light has come into the world, and darkness has not overcome it. Just as sure as our springing forward of clocks is a reminder that darkness is shrinking and leaving our world physically for the next few months, so too Christ in the Eucharist is the reminder that the light continues to spread. And so as we conclude these weeks of Lent, we know we already have reason to rejoice. We know that the light has come into our lives and is already making a difference. And through God's grace, through God's continued interaction with us in word and in sacrament, darkness will continue to leave us. Sin will continue to shrink away from us as we immerse ourselves and as we gaze once more upon the sign of God's embrace of us. And as God's light overcomes our doubt, as God's light overcomes our fear, we become light for the world around us. For we have been fed and nourished. We have heard him speak to us, and we are sent to be lifted up, to be light to those around us, and to gaze always